Retropod is sponsored by T. Rowe Price. Are you looking to learn a thing or two about getting your finances in order, saving, and investing? Check out The Confident Wallet, a personal finance podcast series by T. Rowe Price and the Washington Post Brand Studio. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, history lovers. I'm Mike Rosenwald with Retropod, a show about the past rediscovered. It's pretty much common knowledge that in many workplaces, women make less money than men. So let me introduce you to a remarkable woman named Winifred C. Stanley. She was a Republican representative in Congress from New York in the 1940s. It was Stanley who first introduced equal pay legislation in Congress. That's right, a law to do what should have been, and should still be, obvious. Stanley was one of the few women serving in Congress at the time. She was a champion for women's rights. She ran for office on a campaign budget of $6. Before she entered Congress, she was a tough prosecutor who fought for and won the rights of women to serve on juries in New York State. Stanley had a fierce determination to win the rights and status that men enjoyed. She lost more than she won. Headlines called her Miss Stanley or the Buffalo Beauty. Fellow New York Representative James W. Wadsworth Jr., the man in charge of committee assignments, kept her off the Judiciary Committee because he thought women belonged in the home. Nobody really cared much about her political skills or ambitions. I mean, just months before she championed the equal pay legislation, she was named the best-dressed woman in public life. But that didn't deter Stanley. It took her only about a year to galvanize the support of women's and civil rights groups. As World War II wound down, she introduced her bill for equal pay in hopes of continuing the energy that women contributed to the war effort. The bill proposed adding a paragraph to the National Labor Relations Act. That paragraph said, quote, "Discrimination against employees in rates of compensation paid on account of sex is hereby declared to be contrary to the public interest, and it is the policy of the United States, so far as practical, to eliminate such discrimination." The bill died in committee. Stanley eventually returned to practicing law after her time in Congress, and she never stopped fighting the fight she started in the 1940s when she announced her equal rights bill. Nearly 20 years after Stanley made her attempt, President John F. Kennedy finally signed the Equal Pay Act into law. It was a huge achievement for our country. The Washington Post? Well, we relegated the news to the for and about women section. The fight is never done. I'm Mike Rosenwald. Thanks for listening. For more forgotten stories from history, visit washingtonpost.com/retropod.